I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights. Welcome back. 3 o'clock hour, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tyler Schmidt, two former Packers, only show in the States.
Right after the casserole.
Talk about a Packer win. Right after the casserole, you get what? Dessert?
Cod liver. You ever had cod liver before?
I can't.
It cures everything.
Not eating anything I can't
that
pronounce.
Cod liver, knock it out, because whatever you got in it.
Yeah, you remember the Little Rascals? Tell me you saw the Little Rascals. Well, anyway, they had
can't
a big old spoon, because Spanky was like, yeah, take some casserole. And all the other little kids, how much do we take? I don't know. We just put it on a spoon. Because he was sick. They had chicken pox. They had chicken pox. And they wrapped this little thing around, like a little handkerchief around your chin to your head. And he just drank some casserole. And like the next scene, he was fine. Jumping around, ready to go.
You ever get chicken pox?
I thought a casserole loosens you up, don't it?
It do everything. You got to
flush
out. But
a cod liver oil is,
flush you.
Is for like, the flu
flush
and all that kind
flush
of
all
stuff.
The toxins out your body.
It's like Drano though. For men.
You take it for everything once in a while. Right. You just loosen you up and flush the toxins.
Did you ever have chicken pox?
Oh, yeah. I've had the chicken pox and the measles.
You, Gary?
Yeah, I had one of them.
Yeah.
They ripped that stuff off before I got in here. But now people aren't like vaccinating kids and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so apparently now
some
people are
can't go back
when
you get shot. Can't even go.
Wendy's Big Show, 3 o'clock hour here on the Wendy's Big Show, only show in the state where you can react to a Packer win 28-26 over the Houston Texans with two former Packers. Going to get into some special teams talk here a little bit later on in the program. Ryan Wood comes up at 4:48. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur as well, bottom half of this hour. He pointed the conversation right back at the quarterback and thought he did a pretty decent job about it. But, Gary, right now, you are very, very impressed with these wide receivers in this wide receiving core that the Packers have put together around Aaron Rodgers. But this question is a little bit different, because when you talk about the 2011 SI cover that Aaron Rodgers was on with James Jones, Randall Cobb, JerMichael Finley, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, you're looking at some dudes that had already been to a Pro Bowl, some dudes that were on the come up after winning a Super Bowl, some that were on their way to Pro Bowls. And this group of guys right now, albeit younger, outside of Devontae Adams, not that established and don't have those kind of credentials, but you're asking if that this group right now with Jay Kumaro, you know, Jamon Moore if he makes the team, but Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Trevor Davis in them, even Darius Shepard if he's going to make this team, if this wide receiving core can be that for Aaron Rodgers again.
Mandela, can you look up and see how many Pro Bowls that is it 2011?
The SI cover, yeah.
The SI cover. How many Pro Bowls total did all those guys make on that team?
As a Packer?
Yeah, as a Packer.
Cool.
Yeah, see if you can find that.
Let me hear this foolishness.
Yeah, let me can I finish?
Yeah, please. Hurry up.
How many Hall of Famers? Any Pro Football Hall of Famers?
Unless you think Jordy Nelson's a Hall of Famer?
A Packer. I'm talking about Pro Football.
Yeah. Greg Jennings isn't, right?
Because if Leroy's having a hard time getting in, they ain't getting in.
Sure.
No.
I'm just being straight 100.
They don't have driver numbers. Driver's all time.
And driver ain't getting in.
And driver's not going to the Hall
of
Fame.
Nope. You never know.
Nope. Thanks for being nice, Leroy. Nope. So when you start looking at things like that, you have to ask yourself, can one of these guys be a James Jones? Can one of these guys be a Jordy Nelson? Can one of these guys be a Greg Jennings? I just want to look at the numbers. Because if I'm saying can one of these guys be Sterling Sharpe? Nope. Can one of these guys be James Lofton? Nope.
Who was back on the broadcast last night? Sounded amazing, as usual.
Didn't he do an amazing job last night?
More like John Kuhn, too. John Kuhn.
He is one. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a little biased. James Lofton is platinum that color broadcast.
We're going to try to get him. We'll try to get him.
When they come back.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. No,
is he doing a broadcast when they come back?
I believe he's doing all of these preseason games.
Did he take over for Rich Gannon?
He joined Kevin last year on the preseason. Yeah. And, yeah, right. I believe he kicked Rich Gannon out of there, which I think was a good sub.
Right.
I will say that. Sorry, from a broadcasting geek, that was a very good sub.
You think so?
James Lofton's top five color guys in the game.
Here's where I'm going with – he is, I would agree. Here's where I'm going with all this. We put these guys on a pedestal, so what I'm trying to do is remind you what these guys really were or really are, or what they was.
Good players.
They were good players. And all these guys here have the ability to be really – Devontae Adams?
Good player. Platinum. Really good player.
It's platinum.
Would you put him in the same category as – who's the best out of all of them? I think Leroy said Jordy, right?
Yeah, I would say Jordy.
Did you say Jordy, Leroy? Was he better? Because you said he was better than Jennings and Driver, right? Well, did you say that?
Well, he said combination with Aaron.
Right, but okay.
Yeah, because he got 65 touchdowns. Let me ask you this thing.
Who's better than all of them? Jordy, Jennings, Driver.
Was Driver on the cover? I don't think Driver was on that cover, though.
He was?
Include Donald Driver.
Oh, he was on the cover.
Who's better? Who's the best of that group?
I say Driver's probably the best, had the best career.
Yeah. Most talented. Yeah. Because he's got numbers. His numbers speak for himself.
Longevity.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt about it.
Yeah. But his favorite target.
Well, Brett Favre was really Drive, I think.
On this other list, I don't see nobody on this list other than Devontae Adams.
Well, that's what that's where you got to kind of project out. You start looking at these guys.
I don't even see project out. So you don't see
a James Jones on none of them guys?
No.
I do.
Absolutely. Who?
I do.
Who? Give me some names.
Marvez Scantling.
You should stop. What was he on the depth chart, man?
Like three or four?
Come on, Gary. Yeah.
That was what James Jones was, man. Three or four?
Exactly.
You should stop.
Right. Who else? Who else?
Do you think Geronimo Allison can be
one of those guys? Yeah. He could be James Jones.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why you let him put this on the docket?
I put it on the docket. He ain't let me.
Why you let this man...
Yeah.
You have to save us from ourselves.
Hey, man, I just type it up.
Yes. Ask me again.
Do you think any of the receivers on this Packers team can rival the pass catchers?
Who could Kumaro be?
That Rodgers had on that 2011 cover. Where would Jake Kumaro fall into that for you, Gary Ellerson?
Can you pull up Randall Cobb's number?
Oh, man. You ain't finna say this man on Randall Cobb.
Pull him up Randall Cobb's number.
Hey, man. Mitch! Wait, Mitch. Is Mitch in town?
Steve. Sadly, no. Same.
I want this guy in the building. Randall Cobb, I apologize. This guy's slandering your name like this.
Yeah, I got it. Once the computer fires up.
I mean, I'm just saying. I know you. I know you are. Yes.
So, Leroy, you don't believe in any of this nonsense?
No, these guys ain't did nothing, man.
Well, of course they have, Leroy. I never said they did.
I don't say you can project out.
I'm projecting out.
All the balls
going
to number 17.
We have a very deep room.
Was
it? I think that was Greg Jennings.
Was that Greg Jennings?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was.
It's okay, dude. It's all right. It's good.
What? Greg, it's okay, it's Greg. I got your back. Right, just take it easy. Don't try to crowbar in our show.
Yeah, man, you can project out, man. What kind of careers they guys had, Leroy?
Some of them may get cut.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen.
Hey, man, some of these boys maybe get cut.
Jamar Moore is the only one that's probably going to get cut. But if you're talking about Devontae,
Put Devontae in. Devontae is platinum.
Well, yeah, he's in the group, though. He's in the group, Leroy.
He's the leader of the group.
He's the lead singer, right, but the other guys in the band, you don't know their names.
So you're saying this is the Steve Miller Band, and everybody else is just background noise.
That's it. These guys.
Okay.
Come on, man. These guys get cut.
Who may get cut?
All of them.
No, Leroy.
These guys ain't going to play 2 years, man.
Scantling ain't getting cut.
Scantling ain't proved nothing yet because he ain't been on the depth chart.
Not getting cut.
I like Scantling, but he ain't done
Geronimo
nothing.
Geronimo Allison is not getting cut. Leave Devontae alone. Scantling and Kumaro, them boys ain't getting cut. No.
The only way they don't get cut, because they need them. That shows you how good they're going to be, man. Ain't none of these guys.
What about your boy Jace Sternberger?
That's we're talking about receivers.
No.
Tight ends would be Jimmy Graham would be the guy.
Well, yeah, you can throw pass catchers in there. All pass catchers.
Ain't did nothing. I can't put him on no list.
Your boy Tonyan.
Ain't did
nothing. Yeah, your boy Tonyan.
Ain't did nothing.
You talk about him every day.
Give him a chance.
Like he did something.
Give him a chance.
But that's what all these guys want. And I think if you give him a chance, here you go. I think if you give him a chance, I like that, Leroy. I think if you give him a chance, these guys can have a career like that.
Gary Ellerson believes that some of the wide receivers on this Packers team will have the opportunity to be players of the ilk that was on that 2011 SI cover.
Yes.
I'm getting to it. Just let me get it out.
I can't believe you're getting bullied by Gary to put this.
Hey, man, I just throw it on the list and do what I have to. And then I tell Gary to tell us about J&J Contractors.
My good friends over at J&J Contractors. As for Jason over at
J&J. Love to have the backup.
J&J Contractors. Guys, you're looking to remodel your house. I mean, remodel your kitchen. Do your countertops, cabinets. If you want to do something to your bathroom, remodel your bathroom. Now, a lot of people remodel their bathrooms now. I think bathrooms are the new things. Everybody wants that new. Yeah, two sinks.
Yeah, two sinks.
And that tall toilet. Commode, whatever you want to call it. I mean, everybody's going with those tall toilets
the bidet?
Right now.
No, that's not it.
No, I don't want no bidet.
No, I need a bidet.
Is nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, none of that going
on. The two sinks are great, though.
But if you're looking for livable space
and a nice shower, too.
They can create some livable space inside your house, like maybe finish off your basement, turn into a man cave, or you've had children and maybe you want a place to have them in a rec room. They can do that too, guys. Call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors, and that's for Jason, and they can come over and make all your dreams come true.
Do any of the Packer wide receivers that you saw last night, even the ones that you didn't, have the opportunity to have careers like a James Jones, a Jordy Nelson? Gary Ellerson is buying in. Are you? 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show.
And the way that Devontae practices sets the tone for the entire group. And that's why his leadership is so important to that group. A guy like Marquez, who went through some spells last year, but he wasn't practicing all the time the right way, has totally changed. I think he's done a great job. Geronimo Allison being back also helped. EQ is a very steady guy. Jake Kumro, I mean, I don't need to say anything else about Jake. You guys know how I feel about him.
Yeah, we do, 12. Aaron, we know you like him. Don't worry about it. We know you like him. That's the Packers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, about his wide receiver room and who he sees as being top flight options at the position. Gary Ellerson thinks that some of these guys might be closer to the options that you saw in the 2011 Sports Illustrated cover that Aaron Rodgers had standing around. Donald Driver, James Jones, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, Jermichael Finley. Do you see any of those guys on this team outside of Devontae Adams? Because we all know that Devontae Adams, wherever he goes, he's going to be a number one option for just about any team. But does Geronimo Allison, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, we'll throw Darius Shepherd in there because he's a hot name. Same with Jake Kumro, as Aaron, you said. You know how I feel about Jake. We do know how you feel about Jake. You're going to get him the football whenever you damn well please, and whenever you can, you're going to try to get him the football. Is that one of the guys, Gary, that is leading you down this path?
I think they all are. I mean, I think if you look at the quarter receivers, and then they got to build them back up because, I mean, you look at that 2011 Sports Illustrated, I mean, all those guys were platinum. Well, I shouldn't say platinum because how many Pro Bowls they have between all those guys? Did you say, Mandela, how many Pro Bowls?
Seven.
Seven?
You have seven right now between Devontae Adams and Jimmy Graham.
Oh, between Jimmy Graham. What about that 2011 group? How many?
Yeah, the 2011 group had seven also. That's what I'm saying, just those two guys. You already have the same number of Pro Bowls.
Oh, wow. Didn't even know that. Really?
But now all three of those from Jimmy Graham.
Yeah,
those
but
Pro
Jimmy
Bowls,
Graham
he was
making
here.
No more
right.
Pro Bowls. I mean, you can say Jimmy Graham's probably a descending player, Leroy, maybe?
Right. But do any of those other guys in the tight end room lead you
plateaued.
Down that path?
You think he's plateaued?
Yeah, he's probably plateaued. Don't tell him that, though.
He'll get upset. He wasn't happy about it.
He'll get upset.
What about Sternberger?
It's too early to know.
Tonya. What about Tonya?
Early to know.
Nothing there.
This guy, I can't even. I try to ask Siri about this. They say, Leroy, come back to me when they catch more than five balls in one game, a meaningful game.
See, Siri's snipey like that. She'll let you know what she thinks.
Yeah.
So, Alexa's a little bit different.
You know, when I first saw Leroy play over at Robert Lee High School with his one coach,
number 42,
I knew he was going to be something.
Corey Rogers.
I could project out. I knew he was going to be so.
Ain't none of these guys Leroy Butler. None of them. Stop it.
You know what? I would agree with you.
Yeah,
that is
that.
True.
Don't do that.
Yeah, none of those guys.
Yeah, because none of these guys are Sterling Sharpe. None of these guys are going to be on that
they're
level.
They're not.
But can they be?
But I knew that he was going to be something. Go ahead.
Now, you were right about James Jones. That was a good one. Because that's not going too high.
It's not going too high.
Not going too low. But James Jones, when they even brought him back, was the number one receiver.
Yeah, he played in the league for, what, 9-10 years?
Yes.
That's a big time career.
He only
career.
Caught like for 800 yards, Leroy, that year.
Right. That's exactly
that's
right.
It. These guys can catch 800 yards. Geronimo Allison can get you 800.
I don't see how.
Valdez Scantling can get you 800.
I don't see how.
Kumaro can get you 800.
Oh, man, come on.
Well, he might get 120 targets, so in that sense, maybe he should.
If they put Kumaro in that slot, now where Randall Cobb was, he can get more targets. But all the targets guys are going to 17.
Well, sure they are.
And rightfully so. When you look at these guys and try to project what they're going to do this year and beyond, I think a bigger question around it, Gary, is who's getting the majority of those number two targets? Because Davante Adams is going to get 150 balls.
Well, it feels like Geronimo Allison is. But they're going to have to scheme that. I mean, that's going to be all about scheme, how they can get Davante Adams open. Now, what you don't know is how Coach LaFleur is going to be, forcing to Devontae and not taking the open guy. We don't know. Because I think if you look at the Rams offense, it just feels like that ball is pretty much spread around to a lot of different people.
Yeah, when Cooper Kupp come back.
Cooper Kupp gets a lot, and also, too, when you look at Robert Woods, touches a lot
Robert
of balls,
Woods.
And he would be in that realm of the Devontae
kid.
Adams.
They got the deep threat.
In their offense, Leroy, they spread. And then, when what's the name was healthy, what's the running back name?
Todd Gurley.
They was throwing him the ball a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in their offense, it feels like they spread the football out to a lot of different people.
I don't see their offense and see the Rams yet, but Aaron hasn't run it yet.
I see more of the 49ers look. I see more of that stretch outside zone that they really want to run.
I don't really see a whole lot of anything because when Boyle was in there, it seemed a little bit different than when you saw when Kizer was in there. But both
ball moves when Tim Boyle's back there. When your boy number eight's rifle, under center.
He got a rifle. He got to learn how to put a little touch on it, though. This is what I would say, the reciprocal. Kizer needs more zip and Boyle needs more touch.
So you're saying if you combine the two of them, you'd actually have a legitimate backup quarterback?
Yes, absolutely.
So maybe you go out and find one of those guys.
You know, I don't know. These guys, I thought they played good. That was a good defense. Now, remember, this defense is 11-5 defense.
Yes.
He's been to the playoffs each of the last 3 years,
good,
I believe.
That was some good work.
Yes.
That's what Coach Bobby Bowden was saying. We're going to get some good work today. Ones on ones.
Good on
you got
good.
A, work. You got a lot
good
of that good work, didn't you?
Good
work.
On good.
There
good
is, guys, some really, really just fascinating stuff coming out here in the NFL. This is all from Michael Silver. He's starting a long thread about Antonio Brown and his absence from Raiders camp. And it starts here. This thread goes all the way through 20 different tweets. So I'll just give you some of the highlights of it. It starts with Michael Silver talking about the bizarre injuries to Antonio Brown's feet alarmed Raiders coaches and teammates. He's been railing against the NFL's enhanced enforcement of helmet regulations, and it's a policy that would make him switch his helmet, the one that he's used for the majority of his career. He continues that Brown's vocal resistance to the mandate during OTAs and shortly after his arrival to training camp has contributed to a disconnect with the team that acquired him from the Pittsburgh Steelers. According to four sources familiar to Brown's current absence from camp with the Raiders, which dates back to late last week, Raiders coaches and players are concerned that the wide receiver's unhappiness regarding the helmet may be playing a role in his decision to stay away from camp. He said he initially left seeking another medical opinion for his frostbitten feet, but once again before leaving, Brown pushed back a third time against the league's mandate for him to no longer be able to use the helmet that he's used. The pushback began in May when the receiver was informed by the Raiders and the NFL that they had officially eliminated the one-year grace period for current models that players were wearing. And the reason why this is interesting here in Green Bay, Not only does Antonio Brown wear it, that it fell short of laboratory testing for head impact severity. This is also the helmet.
So he had his own helmet?
He had a certain model of a helmet that 31 other players who finished, including Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
So are they telling those two guys they can't
wear? Those dudes are going to have to change their helmets as well.
But they're not freaking out about it.
But they're not walking away from camp because of it like Antonio Brown has decided.
So this is why he's walking away from camp? I thought his feet was messed up.
Well, his feet are messed up, but they now have said that he's pushed back against the league, saying three different times that he doesn't want to switch helmets and he's going to figure out what he's got to do to be able to wear his helmet.
You should be able to wear whatever helmet you want. Just sign a waiver.
Oh, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
This continues to get better. On a conference call with reporters earlier this spring, Jeff Miller, the NFL's executive of health and safety initiatives, said that any team found to have known that a player is wearing a banned helmet or have facilitated the use of one would be subject to league discipline. Each team's equipment manager has been instructed to remove all banned helmets that are causing the fuss out in Napa with the Raiders and Antonio Brown.
Well, the NFL is going to keep everybody. You know, that's the uniform, Leroy.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get a bunch of money for people to wear these helmets. They're going to wear them. Right. That's what the company wants.
Exactly.
One quote from a Raiders player says, quote, he's still freaking out about it. He hasn't been here for a while, and no one knows where he's at.
See, that's why you can't have a guy in your locker room.
And people want it. I said, no.
Can't.
I was interested.
No. You just can't.
I was interested.
That's why you can't. You know better than that.
And the Steelers got peanuts for him, and that's a good little snack for him for what they were getting for Antonio Brown.
I mean, they got so much better by getting that guy out of their locker room.
Yeah.
Man, that is funny.
Them boys saying, nah, they're at peace.
Right. Yeah. They're like, we're done. We don't have to worry about it.
None of that.
Ben Roethlisberger is going to have the most probably enjoyable year of football that he's had in this decade.
I mean, the whole team.
Sure.
Yeah, you got Connor instead of Le'Veon Bell. I don't agree with that, but Connor's a great player.
He's a good he ain't Le'Veon.
No, he ain't.
He's a good player, though.
But he's a good player. I mean, you know, he's a lot like James Jones, you know.
He'll go early in the fantasy draft.
Yeah, a lot like James Jones.
Like James Jones, another good player. The news coming down from Robert Murray that the Brewers have optioned Travis Shaw to AAA San Antonio. We kind of knew this was coming. Travis Shaw doing a little tweet saying peace out, then getting rid of it, and the Brewers making it official. They have selected the contract of Aaron Perez from San Antonio, optioned Travis Shaw there, and Birch Smith has been designated for assignment.
Jaimez Perez is back, one of my favorites.
Perez looking a lot better down in San Antonio, hitting just under 300. So it's good to
also. They're trying to get these bats going, aren't they?
No doubt. And it's also good to have a backup shortstop on your roster.
And a backup center fielder. And a backup second base.
The Brewers.
And a backup pitcher.
Catcher. Whatever you need for him to do.
He'll manage for you. So I'm very excited. When he walks into the locker room, he's going to get a standing ovation.
Leroy, were you excited to hear Matt LaFleur respond to Aaron Rodgers not liking joint practices last night? I'm going to play you the audio
next. Let me
hear
it in context.
We'll let you hear it in context fully next here, Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, getting you ready for the weekend. Friday edition, baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leap 36, Leroy Butler here as well. This Antonio Brown stuff just keeps getting better. Now this from Adam Schefter. Antonio Brown telling Raiders officials that unless he gets to wear his old helmet, he will not play football again, per league source. Antonio Brown believes the new helmet, Gary, here's his reasoning, protrudes out and interferes with his vision to catch footballs. The Raiders have been sending Antonio other approved helmets to try out, but at this time, he's not interested in wearing any of the other ones. So he said if he can't wear his helmet that he's worn for 9 years, then that's it. I'm done. I'm not playing. That would be a good contract they signed him to then out in Oakland.
Dude, I don't even know how you...
It's amazing. You can't make this up.
Make sense of that.
You can't make this kind of stuff up. He's not going to play unless he gets to wear the helmet that he's worn his entire career. And I get having a comfort level with it. You can't tell me it doesn't let you see the football.
Yeah, I don't. He's freaking out. I mean, I don't.
he's doing the most about this.
What are you doing?
Say, I'm going to retire. I'm going to take my ball and leave.
I don't know how you do this. And everybody,
you did warn us.
That's why you don't want that guy in your locker room, man.
Yep, you warned us.
I seen these guys before.
You warned us. You warned us not to like it.
That Joker there, man, he'll mess up your team.
Not to get caught up in the hype. Oh, man, that is mess up good
your team. You've seen
stuff.
These guys before, though. They'll mess up your team, man.
No doubt, especially.
You can win games.
Sure.
You can win games, but you can't win a championship with guys like that.
Well, and you can have dudes that can be problems, right? Like, yes. Like somewhat problems, but they need to be able to be controlled and understand, like, you're winning games.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you get three targets.
Right.
We're winning. That's all that matters.
Right.
That is just great stuff.
T.O. got weird like that, too.
A few different times.
Yeah.
This is almost as good as T.O. doing the push-ups in his driveway. Almost. Because that was pretty solid. The news of the day, Travis Shaw gone. Option down to AAA San Antonio. Hernán Perez selected back up. Hernán Perez in the starting lineup tonight for the Crew. And once again, no Christian Yelich in the lineup for the Brewers tonight as they start up a three-game set against Texas. This is the third straight day without Christian Yelich. We'll have Craig Counsell's reaction to that on the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck show. Lorenzo Cain back in the lineup leading off in center. Keston Hira will hit second at second base. Mike Moustakas hitting third over at third. Ryan Braun out in left. Yasmani Grandal hits fifth, plays first base. Manny Pena behind the dish. Trent Grisham out in right. Hernán Perez starts at short. And Gio Gonzalez does the pitching tonight opposite newly brought up Coby Allard. And we all know what happens to the Brewers when, Gary, somebody makes their major league debut, or a debut for any form of reason. First time he'll pitch with the Texas Rangers tonight, so expect Allard for what, like six innings, maybe two hits, shutout ball? Yeah, that'll work out really fun.
Right?
Yeah, because that's usually how
that's
it goes.
The way it works.
That's usually
that's
how
it works, man.
So Tim and I will have a whole lot of fun tonight, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show after the game. Take your calls and your reactions after the last pitch. You know what to do. Make the switch right back here to the Fan. Gary, Matt LaFleur had to, you knew the question was going to get brought up. You knew somebody was going to ask him about what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the joint practices, right? I mean, we played the audio a few different times. Aaron didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Matt thinks the joint practices work out.
Right.
So, last night, gets asked, hey, Matt, and this is when you know that it's serious, when the reporter asks, your quarterback?
Yeah.
Right, like, kind of back in school. Like,
right.
Your boyfriend said that he's not going to pick us up. Right. Your quarterback said that he doesn't really like the joint practices and wouldn't be all interested in doing it again. So, Matt LaFleur, he was prompt on what he was going
to
say.
I don't talk to him anymore. No, I'm just saying. No, you know what? There's a lot of things that a lot of players don't like about training camp. And,
bring it back one more time. Just that start. That start's pretty good. That start's pretty good.
Yeah, Matt, have you talked to Aaron about his frustration with the joint practices?
I don't talk to him anymore. No, I'm just saying.
It was too quick, though. That's the issue.
Like, right. You should have paused.
It's a decent. I think it was a decent joke.
Yeah.
You just got to give it a little bit of air time.
Yeah.
A little time to breathe, settle down. That's your media coaching, Leroy, that you always talk about?
In media training.
Just this?
I don't talk to him anymore. No, I'm just saying.
There you go. Throw him off.
So he does continue and actually answers the question. So, Matt, have you talked to your quarterback about his displeasure with the joint practices?
I don't talk to him anymore. No, I'm just saying. No, you know what? There's a lot of things that a lot of players don't like about training camp. And, you know, from his perspective, hey, I can understand where he's coming from in some regard, because it's not like they're playing. They run about four different coverages, so it's not overly complicated. It's not like Pettin throwing everything at you. So I get it from his perspective. But at the same time, there's 10 other guys on the field with him on each play, and it was great for us, especially when you talk about our run game, getting some different looks to go against. So I thought, I always respect his opinion, just like I do all our players, but I still think it was beneficial for us. The one thing I will comment on that I thought that he was dead right on was when you look at the kickoff, they ramped up their intensity level and we didn't match it, and it looked a little, I think we got it taken to us a little bit. And that's something that, you know, moving forward, I probably wouldn't do again, is those full cover kickoff drills.
So he responds to Aaron's pointed frustration with the kickoff and responded to Gary, him bringing up the NFLPA, and agrees with him that it might have been an issue. But I think he answers it in a way that there's a lot of coach speak in there, for sure. But I think what Matt LaFleur said is, hey, I'm the coach of the football team. A lot of guys don't like it, but we got a lot of good work, so he's just going to have to know the bigger picture.
Right. And I was, you know, that, you know me, because I was all over that last couple of days.
Waiting
right?
for it. Waiting for it. The entire presser. Who is going to ask this question? Yeah.
And I thought he handled it great. And I think moving forward, I mean, you can see how, you know, he's trying to figure out Rodgers, you know, like Rodgers going to go. And that's about the best that you can do it. Mm-hmm. And that may be better than McCarthy's ever done it.
Diffuse the situation immediately yes. and then move on to the positives. Well,
and
of
then
it.
Gave him credit.
Right. Move on to the positives.
Right. And, I mean, I don't know if he'll have a talk with Rodgers, but he didn't say no one asked. But still, I mean, he addressed it and said, hey, he was right. But like all my players, I value their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I love that one. Awesome. He didn't just try to shy away from it. Obviously, mm-hmm. Leroy, you're right. There mm-hmm. was media training there. They told him, hey, cut it with a joke maybe. He obviously he had the joke scripted. He knew it was coming. Yeah. But what he did was he answered the question, I think, pretty thoroughly and understood where the player was coming from, but also saying, hey, I'm the coach, and as an organization, we got a lot of good work.
Yeah, I think Aaron spoke on behalf of his teammates.
Right.
I mean that speaks volume way for the coach, because Aaron had to look at these guys every day, man. Listen, and Aaron cares about the guy who may get cut doing live kickoff drill. You know, they both agree it wasn't smart.
Right. Well, and I think
I've never done that in my career, do live.
He made it sound like he was a little bit caught off guard, like it was supposed to be run through, and somebody thought that it was
90%. It's hard to do a brother-in-law with special teams, Gary, because those guys don't believe in that.
No.
Especially
they only have one rep, because that's the only way you make the team.
Mm-hmm.
Special teams. So this is my base defense. And to think that I'm going to turn it down, and they want to be one of these paper tigers anyway, Houston, Texas. Tough guys. They want to be the Raiders. They want to be, you know. Like
they're
Cleveland,
getting helmet stickers
Seattle.
For big hits.
Yeah, they're doing all that. Listen, win games, okay? When them winning games have some character and some leadership and sportsmanship. But, Aaron, I like the fact that Mike Holmgren never censored his team. Say what you want. Just live by what you say. There are always consequences. Don't never throw your teammate under the bus. And remember the branding. But be who you want to be. You don't silence guys. Hey, man, Aaron can say what he wants. Because if you look at what Aaron was saying, he had a lot of truth to it. And I like the fact to know what a guy's really thinking. Aaron, I think, scored way more points in the barbershop than people realize. Oh, tons. Tons of it. Tons.
So he's getting a lot of pats on the back from everybody
yes,
in the locker
Yes, because he don't have to care about no kickoff team. Who sure. cares about that? Now he cares about the kickoff receiving team.
I want to know where I'm lined up.
But this guy cares about all of his teammates, and I respect him for that, and I applaud him for that. And I'm glad that Matt LaFleur didn't make a big deal about him expressing his likes and dislikes.
Are you surprised how openly LaFleur answered the question? At all?
No, I've been telling him, haven't I been telling him, Gary, don't be so honest sometimes. Sometimes well, you got to be very, very, you know, very ambiguous.
But not this one.
But not this one.
No.
Because we got a clear understanding what Aaron said.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a problem with that? Because this may happen again.
Right. So we thought this is the same situation that he had under Mike McCarthy. The underlying, the back talking, side eye, all that kind of stuff.
This is very side eye conversation that he started it up with. Yeah,
right. I mean, we've seen him do this with Mike McCarthy, and I just like the way that Matt LaFleur handled it. I mean, I think if we go and criticize him, got to be man enough to come back and say, "Hey, I mean, you know, I'm wondering, can they get together? Can they win more than 9 games? Because I think this helps you win more than 9 games."
Sure. Oh, you preach it now.
So this is making you feel a little bit better on the Aaron Rodgers?
A little bit. There's going to be more.
Ooh, okay.
There's going to be – no. No, I'm not on Aaron Rodgers.
Can I get you a large?
No, I don't want a T-shirt, no.
No?
No, 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 no. No.
They run a little small, so I know you're closer to medium, so I'll get you a large.
That's okay. That's okay.
Aaron, want his shirt off, dog.
Huh?
He won't hit the hot button.
Let's be honest. Yeah, he's trying to take the shirt off and post it all on Instagram.
What was the song, Garrett? You take your shirt off and wave it around like a helicopter. Remember that song? I can't think of it.
Wave around the head like a helicopter. Yeah, that's Two Chainz.
That's
Two Chainz.
That's old. That's old.
It is an older song. That's old. A classic.
I agree with you.
Anytime it's Two Chainz, though, it's a classic.
I'm going to do my Leroy. That's old.
I agree with you. I agree.
Oh,
I agree.
3 weeks ago. Yeah, 3 years ago.
How many?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Talking about something 2 weeks. I heard that 6 months ago.
That's old.
Draymond Green and gold Kool-Aid. I'm glad the Green Bay Packers won. And the last time they were in that field, they lost 31-0.
So it's tasting better after what you heard from Matt LaFleur.
I'm going to take one more sip.
Get one more swig. Take a big one. Because this.
But people think it's a lot of turmoil up there, and it's not. It's just healthy. Two guys in their 30s having a disagreement about something, but have the same goal. No problem.
And today, that's what you want.
You guys have all seen the pictures now of Aaron Rodgers pulling the Drake, though, right?
What do you do? Went behind the coach?
Give him Matt LaFleur a little neck rub.
That's nice.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, loosen him up a little bit.
When was that? On the sideline?
On the sideline last night. I can't believe you haven't seen it. You tell me about Pella Windows and Doors. Right, I'm going to pull up the image.
Hey, guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process, folks. And right now they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020, guys. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. Folks, they're there to make your job run smoothly. Guys, don't worry about the weather because the Pella team will install year-round. Roy, how can they get a hold of these good people over
there? Go to PellaWI.com today. I'm telling you, they have people there to chat with you, to do any kind of thing you want to do. I think for the most part, educate yourself about what you're about to get into. That's what Pella does. If you want to give them a phone call, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. They got a ribbon cutting ceremony, too, next week. You can find out about that on PellaWI.com as well. I want everybody to come out and hang out and get some free food and drinks and just – kind of see what they got going on over there.
Free food?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It ain't free. I just said it was free. You got to pay for it.
I could be a part of that. No, well, they can just put mine on the Leap tab.
Gary, I don't have a tab.
What do you think of Aaron Rodgers pulling the Drake there?
Yeah, they're best buddies right
there. First off, fresh all-whites. Yeah. Like the all-white shoes.
Yeah, I have all-whites.
Leroy, here, let me turn this around so you can get the get the clear view of Aaron Rodgers pulling the Drake with his boy Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm.
That's the game. Nice.
Yeah, just give him a little.
Just don't
loosen
step
him
on
up.
His foot, though.
No, don't do that. Just loosen him up, though, a little bit.
I like you referencing Drake other than Timberlake. Stop it.
Well,
that was such a good. I mean,
you're still on the wrong end.
I got a new song for you.
He ain't never right.
I got a new song for you. Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, produced by Juicy J.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that's dangerous.
Ty Dolla $ign, Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah, I heard that 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's old. I heard that one.
I heard that one 3 weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
You know how old it is?
It just came out.
Mike Clemens knew that one.
I already heard it 3 weeks ago.
I love Meg Thee Stallion.
Mike Clemens got an update. We're back when he's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.